Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. On today's show, you need to believe in yourself in order to let your unique light shine. Let shamanic astrologer Kat Ellis McIntyre show you how. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we have Kat Ellis McIntyre. Kat is from Australia. She is a shamanic astrologer, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a blogger at katellismcintyre.com, where subscribers of her site can receive weekly soulful insights and inspiration. It is all pretty cool, Kat. So first, cool Kat. I love that, by the way. I want to welcome you to the show.
Hi, it's really lovely to be here.
Now, you know, we kick off the show with a quote that my guests find inspirational for them. So do you have something you could share with us today?
Yeah, I do, Lynette. It's from Elizabeth Gilbert. One of the oldest and most generous tricks that the universe plays on human beings is to bury strange jewels within us all, then stand back to see if we can ever find them. Do you have the courage to bring forth the treasures that are hidden within you?
I know that's from Big Magic, right?
Yes, that's right.
And I just feel like her whole concept with Big Magic is so similar to my concept with my show, which is, you know, what is your magic? What is your talent? What is your passion? What is special about you? Is that how you connect to it?
Beautiful. Yes. And I mean, I just love her. And that book was so insightful and so inspirational. But yeah, I guess I just love how she explores that theme of just that if we really kind of unlock what's within us and we kind of return to that inner place, then and have that courage to dig deep to kind of bring that out, then that's when it can kind of come forth in the world and we can shine all of that, those beautiful creations.
And I know today you're going to talk to us about your passion, which is astrology, right?
That's right.
And you say that it is shamanic astrology. So can you tell us exactly what that is?
Absolutely. So basically, when shamanism and astrology are combined, it's around really supporting people to bring this real grounded presence to their big vision. Because with the astrology chart, your birth chart, it's what you come in within this lifetime. It's your unique fingerprint, and it's like a map to your soul print to really uncover all these gifts and unlock these gifts. And then the shamanism, it really kind of grounds it in this real world way to really support people to step into their chart so they can really embody those gifts and bring them to the world.
I am completely unfamiliar with shamanism.
It's an ancient practice that originates from the Tungus tribe in Siberia. So it's really around supporting people. So shamanism helps to support really uncovering the shadow so that people can really step into their authenticity and then shine and step into their light. So it's from very ancient kind of times, and it's really a really powerful tool to really uncover any traumas that are holding people back.
Now, how did this passion for astrology start for you?
Basically, I mean, when I was a kid, it's funny because I went back to my hometown recently and there's just all of the star signs, street names as street names all around the corner from my house. So, I mean, I used to look at them when I was a kid and yeah, kind of get really excited by that, but I guess it's kind of always been really innate with me since I was a kid. And I used to love reading the star signs in the paper and things like that. I then went on a couple of years ago to do a certificate in astrology. I did the shamanism and astrology separately. But It was, I went to who's another lady's evening the other night, who's also been on this show, Kerry Norley. And she was introducing everyone around the circle, and she said, oh yeah, this is Kat, and she's an astrologer. And she said, what I love about Kat is that she just absolutely lives and breathes it. Like whenever I see her, it's always like, this is what's happening in the stars. And yeah, like it's kind of affecting everyone in this way. And I guess that's kind of, it was really lovely hearing that fed back from someone, but that's how it kind of really does feel for me, that it was innate within me since I was a kid with all these kind of synchronicities. Yeah, I mean, I work in it, but I love it. Like I'm constantly reading about it, and it's just so amazing how it just affects everything that's going on.
I can totally see how somebody can just get really, well, I mean, you're passionate about it. I can hear it, obviously. And it just becomes your person. It's like you're reading people and their actions and the world in general with this whole undertone or umbrella even of what's going on astrologically. Is that right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's always kind of transits that are going on in the outer world that come in. So they're the planets that are always moving that come in and affect our inner chart or our inner kind of astrology map at all different times. So it affects people differently, but depending on what things are where, it can generally have an impact on everyone at the same time as well. Say you're feeling like really crappy one day, or kind of a lot of grief's coming up, or whatever it may be. It's just good knowing, okay, well this is affecting me because we've just had a lunar eclipse, or it's just good to kind of map it back to that.
Well, I think if you just look at your Facebook statuses, you can see the threads. When I flip on Facebook and I'm flipping through, it's just weird. It's almost like having theme days. You know, everybody's kind of on the same page. You know, I'll see, like this is what I mean. I'll see three or four people within one 15, 20 minute session on Facebook. I'll see them talking about, like you said, how anybody else just feeling down today. You know, it's just ironic. Sometimes it'll be all of a sudden three people get new puppies. You know, like it's like a theme day. It's like, oh, this is what everybody's doing today, you know? So I feel like I see that in Facebook posts. You can see the collective group having some kind of undertone or theme here and there.
Absolutely. And I love that. And it can come in, in that really kind of playful way as well, like, and in kind of the shadow way, and like kind of the lunar eclipse that we had last week. And we're still kind of experiencing the effects of that. But because it's in Libra, it's around really kind of letting go of anything from old relationships that aren't serving to really come forward and step into our power. Yeah, I've just noticed a lot of people and, clients around those kind of big times as well can have more going on. But it's just so good to know that, so that it's to really work in with them and kind of work with those themes.
There is a series, and it's called, like, the one book is called The Secret Language of Birthdays. Another one is The Secret Language of Destiny. And one is The Secret Language of Relationships. And listeners, I will make sure that I put the links to those in my show notes. But I don't know if you've ever heard of them, Kat. But
no.
They are the most accurate books I've ever seen. And the birthday one is my least favorite, but the destiny one, and I'm on the cusp. My birthday is April 20th. So sometimes it'll tell me I'm an Aries. Sometimes, you know, the resource says I'm a Taurus. But this series, I love it because it has a whole space of time just for me, a whole section of my own for people who are on the cusp. And the destiny one literally has four pages all about me. Now, for example, my birthday is the same day as Hitler, right?
So, oh, wow.
I always wondered, well, how are we different? Because I am not Hitler, obviously. And you know, the way we're different is because of the years we were born, it sets us with different karmic paths, different destiny. So it's really interesting. And then the relationship one, Secret Language of Relationships, is my favorite because I could look up me and you, let's say, and see how our friendship would be. You know, if we're best work, worst friendship, best marriage, I've looked up me and my husband. I've looked up me and my daughter, my siblings, my parents, my friends. I actually looked up because on the road, you know, I'm coming up, going on this 50-state tour in May, and I have two people I've never met before coming on the trip with me. One is my assistant and social marketer, and one is a photographer and camera person. So I looked up myself with each of them. I looked up them. It doesn't play any games either, Kat. Like, it's not like, oh, you're going to be, it's like, run, warning. You know what I mean? Seriously. It tells you very, in a very sophisticated manner, exactly, no games. It plays no games, exactly like what your relationship is like. But here's what's cool about it that made me think about what you were saying is it's not just astrology. It is astrology. It's like one third astrology, one third study of people in history who have had your birthday. And then it is like one third the maturation or maturity of the earth as it rotates. So let's say, for example, I'm an April baby, right? So it says April is spring, rebirth, new teeth, all of this kind of stuff. And I'm playful and I'm curious. And that's me. Well, my husband and my daughter are October and November, my daughter being the wisest, oldest soul in the family because she is later in the months. Isn't that crazy?
Amazing.
You would love this series. You should check it out. And
I'm definitely going to.
And for anybody else, I will put them in the show notes so you can find them.
Yeah. And I mean, what I love about what you just said as well, like, I mean, in terms of incorporating, like how you said it, you know, if you need to run or whatever it is with the person, like it sounds like it really incorporates like the positives and the challenges so that you can use that energy to know how to best work with that person, which is what I love. And that, I mean, that's kind of even what there's something in astrology. There's so many different types of charts. But in terms of the relationship one that in this book, it sounds like it kind of blends the relationship chart or the composite chart, which kind of explores all of that as well. Because I guess in a family or in a work relationship, like what you're saying, you're about to go on the road with these people, like it's just so good to know, okay, what are the challenges going to be like in this relationship? Like what are the, how do we flow together? What does this relationship need? It's just so helpful knowing all of that.
And I am not somebody, and this is for you and for my audience, I'm not somebody who puts full stock into, you know, I need proof. I need time. I'm not going to, it's not the end all be all to say, okay, this is what the book said. It must be true as far as my relationship with the girls I'll be traveling with. But I will say that we have never met in person, right? So we have been texting separately and together as a group. So I'm getting to know them. They're getting to know me more. And I feel like I'm already identifying some of what the book says, but it does make me feel good that it talks about how they're going to view me and what they need from me. And that we are a really good, the dichotomy of our group is going to be very strong. And I'm not going to, based on what the book says, I'm not going to have any power struggles between the three of us, which I think is great. And that they're going to look to me because that's their role because of their astrological signs to look to me to kind of be that leader, which is my role on the trip. So it makes me feel good. I feel like we're off to a great start already.
And what I get from that is that it's empowering rather than disempowering or kind of fatalistic or kind of putting all these things in place. It's empowering within the relationship to go, well, this is how it can flow.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And you were saying in the brief conversation we had before this interview began, I told you that I leave in May and you were talking to me about why that's a good time to leave or to embark on this trip, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So it's funny because I'm also moving, relocating it towards the end of April. So it's around a very similar time, but it's basically we've just ended the full astrological year. So it ends in Pisces and we've just moved into Aries. So the beginning of the astrological year is a really good time for new beginnings, for change, for movement, and to really kind of mix things up. Even how you were saying that on this journey or kind of that you're stepping, they'll see you as that leader. It's a really great time, even like Aries is kind of that pioneer spirit, but it's also, it's a really great time to be really stepping and moving into our kind of soul path. And March was a really big month, or we're still in it. So we're still kind of coming out of this energy, but of really letting go and a lot of deep inner change to allow these outer changes to take place, which kind of is what May is about. And April, May is really stepping into those things on the outside from all of these big inner changes we've been going through to release.
And for me, April 20th being my birthday is going to be the first day of season two. So we're going to be bringing season one to a close on, and then on season two will begin on my birthday. So I really wanted this year to be different than every other year. So I decided that is the actual day. And so on the 21st, if anybody says, do you feel any different today? Yes, I do. That's going to be the answer.
And it's quite powerful. I mean, for you too, having your birthday around that time and stepping out in May, that's also because it's your new year of your new solar return. So like of your year of birth. So that's also makes it really powerful as well.
So what kind of hesitations or challenges have you had stepping into this role as astrologer?
The greatest hesitations and challenges, I mean, there's been a few on this journey because it's like really transitioning into a whole new role and stepping away from a completely different way of being in the world. So there's been a few things that really stand out, but I would say a lot of it has been around learning to be comfortable with facing the unconscious stuff in order to be able to really let go of whatever it is that's been holding me back from shining my light. I think for a long time, and so I'm a Libran, it was always really about pleasing the other, or even a lot of roles that I was in I was doing a lot of casework with teenagers and counselling and work like that, which is still what I do and really supporting other people. But before I'd really embarked on this journey and really, because the shamanism is really about stepping into your shadow and really uncovering all of that kind of stuff and that those unconscious patterns or beliefs that we don't even know are there that are weighing us down or holding us back from really stepping out into the light. And I think for a long time I was scared of all of that. I was scared of what I had to face in order to really step into that, to then step into a new way of being. Or I didn't even really know that's what I had to do. So for me, it looked like a crisis when I was transitioning from the other world, I guess, and the other work that I did into my business. It was through my body that I really had a lot of injuries and was really forced to go back to healing myself and really focusing on looking after myself before I could really put myself back out in the world again. So it really, I know we were talking a little bit about the start, about really these things as gifts, or these challenges as gifts. And there's been so much that's come from that now. And I'm so glad I went on that journey. But at the same time, at the time, it was excruciatingly painful, and I really had to, I guess, go there and deal with all that to then step into this new way of being out in the world and in my business.
What do you think you've learned about yourself?
There's been a lot, I guess, in terms of from really allowing myself to be vulnerable, that there's a lot of strength that comes from that. And that really when we give back to ourselves, and when I learned to give to myself and learned to really look after my health and give to myself and go back to that inner world. So through really sitting with myself and spending time with myself, it's given me more ability to really put myself out there in the world in a very authentic, meaningful way in terms of my message, in terms of who I am. And I think also another huge thing is really knowing that anything is possible. And it took me a very, very, very long time to be able to say that. Even when I was caught up in a lot of physical pain in my body, I really had a lot of self-doubt. And it was really around, I think the mindset is really everything when we're moving into this kind of new way of being. So, but now it's just, I guess, from going through that journey and going through the steps of really going into my stuff and having to face that stuff to step out in the world, it's now, I do now know that anything is possible if we have that self-belief.
Do you think facing the physical pain that you've gone through, which I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to, but I mean, just, it sounds like it had a big impact on you. So do you think facing that kind of gave you the freedom in the end to be who you authentically wanted to be?
I love that. Absolutely. Because it, within that physical pain, and it was a knee injury, so I was unable to walk, and it was also a shoulder injury as well. So it involved, especially when I had my knee, because I was unable to walk, it involved being vulnerable because and asking for support. So I was so used to being someone that just wanted to do everything for myself and looking after everyone else as well, that it was a huge thing for me to be vulnerable and to really sit in that space of just being in a lot of pain and in a lot of grief. So, yes, I think it's taught me so much about being more authentic than stepping out into who I am in the world, because if I hadn't allowed myself to be vulnerable and if I hadn't allowed myself to receive support, then it would have still just been one way of me giving but not knowing how to come back and give to myself.
I think it was probably meant for you to just have practice at expanding your perspective on the world and who you want to be in it.
Absolutely. And in terms of also of our chart, like our astrology chart, because there's something in it called Chiron, which is our greatest wound that we come in within this lifetime, but it's also our greatest gift. And mine is in Gemini, which is all around the voice. So what it means is the wound is around not being vulnerable or not speaking up or not communicating. So that journey of going into that physical pain taught me so much around how to come back to my voice and really speak up. And yeah, and then as I say, that wound, it kind of goes cycles in and out, but it is used as the gift of speaking up and sharing what I've been through to inspire others and communicating that message. So yeah, I love that about, like, it's kind of like how our greatest fear or it can become our greatest thing that we're really good at, or our wound becomes our greatest gift.
So if somebody else was interested in astrology and they want to look into it, is there a book that you found powerful for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I like a lot of, especially when I was just really starting to get into it and it's not too technical. One that I really love is Astrology for the Soul by Jan Spiller. She does a few, Jan Spiller, she's just kind of puts it in a very simplistic way so that people can understand. And the Astrology for the Soul is focusing on how to really discover your life purpose and move into that.
That sounds really interesting because I love different insights into our purpose. And I have my own philosophy that I think, which is that it's not that I came up with this on my own, but it's the philosophy I agree with is, you know, that it's not a role that we play, but a feeling that we get from the roles that we play. So I always like reading about life purpose and different people's perspectives on it.
Absolutely. Because, and I guess the, like, because where we've come from, like with, so there's, it's called the North Node and the South Node, is all of the past life stuff is the South Node that we're kind of come in with it, that we're working towards. And this North Node is really about moving into your life purpose and knowing what that is. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing to have more clarity around. Absolutely.
So you mentioned Carrie Norley before. Now you and Carrie actually have a program also, right, that you created together?
Yes, that's right.
And that's called Energy Unlimited?
Yes, that's right.
And what was your role in that? What is the purpose of the program and what is your role in that? Because I think that's probably a resource for everybody as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, beautiful point. So I so it's Kerry's, she's created the program. So it's feng shui, numerology, how to use colors, shamanic principles. And I've come in as the astrologer, and we write together about all of these ways to really, for people to empower themselves through that month and really move into alignment with the energy that's going on. Because if we're, and I think the thing Kerry and I love talking about is that whenever she talks about the numerology and I talk about the astrology, it's just so amazing and synchronistic how it all flows in with the other. So it's really, yeah, around each month knowing what the energy is to be able to really align with that and work with that energy.
And I'll make sure to put a link as well to that program so people can look further into that.
Yeah, beautiful.
So
beautiful.
Now, this part of the show is Motivate Me Express to Success, 60-second responses or less. But I believe to get people to act, they need to envision it, explore it, and then execute a plan. So if we're talking about, so many people are fascinated with astrology, and some people really want to take it to the next level. So let's focus on, if somebody decides to take astrology to the next level, what should they envision themselves doing, or how should they see their lives? What should they envision?
I love that word envision when it comes into this, because that is kind of what astrology is. It's the big vision, the big picture, and the big scope of things. So I think for people, because it is different depending on each individual about in terms of where everything is, it's about really coming back. And I guess this is quite using that shamanic technique, but really coming back to within of what is it that I need within myself right now to overcome whatever it is to step more into that light. So really envisioning and getting in touch with the deeper side of self, and knowing that every single fear, every single emotion, and that fear is such a big part of this journey into stepping more into the light. So the more that we can really go within to kind of own those emotions and sitting with fear and sitting with all of these things, the more that that vision can really come out into the light.
So if I make the decision then, okay, I envisioned all this for myself, I want to explore what it would take to do it, how would I explore?
I guess the two things on that, really exploring the inner self, that's what it really comes back to ultimately. So going within to find the answers, because I believe that that's how we create this life that we love from the inside out, is by really going within to really sit with what it is that needs to shift or needs to move. But then also the other big thing of exploring is getting support. So whether that's through seeing an astrologer or seeing, enrolling in a course, seeing a counselor, whatever it needs to be to really unlock and uncover. So the course that I did was the Sydney Astrology School, which is in the center of Sydney. And I also did a certificate of shamanism, which is through the College of Complementary Medicine, both amazing courses.
Okay, so to execute then?
I think it's really, the first step is really sitting with self and really going back to self and knowing that it's okay to have all these different things kind of going on in our internal world. So, and the first step is really, so coming back to that and then going, what is it that I need to change right now? What's one small thing that I can change to bring this into being? It doesn't have to be massive, but I think that can be what happens sometimes, is it can be really overwhelming starting a whole new path and then it's forgotten to just come back to that one small thing. So yeah, just changing something very small.
And, you know, I talk a lot about that too on the show, Kat. I tend to be the kind of person that once I make a decision to do something, I'm all in. It's a giant leap. I've done it so many times in my life. But that's not the way it has to go. It can be small steps. You can stay in your world exactly as your world exists right now by just adding something that you enjoy a little at a time to see where that takes you.
Absolutely. And because I think also when it's that kind of big, because I totally get that as well, like wanting to step out there, wanting to take those risks and change the whole thing. But it can, like I know for me anyway, from my journey, that can create a lot of overwhelm as well. So yeah, absolutely. Coming back to those small little things can be very, very helpful.
So closing advice for everybody, what do you have?
I would say it's really around, as we just said, taking things one step at a time. So changing something very small and really taking that one small step, learning how to be really comfortable with yourself and being really comfortable in your vulnerability. I guess that involves really owning your story to really become, I know Brené Brown talks a lot about that, but to really become best friends with yourself. And then I think really nothing can substitute experience. So with taking risks or changing things, even though it's not known what's on the other side a lot of the time, it's that experience that really gets us through to the next step.
So contact information for you. I know your website is www.katellismcintyre.com, which will be in the show notes. Do you have any other contact information you'd like to share in case anybody wants to get in touch with you?
Sure. Facebook.com/thesoulsjourneys with an S on the end. And then, yeah, on my website, there's my email address is on there. So you can find that through the website as well.
Okay. And we have a private Facebook group. It's called Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. We can also make you a part of that so people can reach out to you there if that sounds good.
Yeah, beautiful.
I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It was really great meeting you.
Thank you so much, Lynn. I've absolutely loved sharing and having this chat together.
It was really interesting. I'm so fascinated by it myself.
So, yeah, it's a fascinating world.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your go-do. Kat, what do you think they should get up and start doing right now today to move them in the right direction?
Yeah, well, because it's just been the lunar eclipse, I would say to really journal on what's coming in for you right now. It's a really powerful time to be closing doors and allowing new energy to come in. So really reflecting, whether it's journaling or meditating, what's coming in for you right now and really setting an intention around what it is that you're wanting to bring in over the next 6 months.
Okay, everybody, you heard it here. That's what you need to do right now today, and then come into our private group and let us know what you found, okay? That's it for today. Please remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.